Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of October. Wednesday, October 2nd, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley intervened in the vehicle registration tag situation, ordering a one-month extension of the deadline for motorists to obtain the license plate tags.
And this morning, I've asked the Attorney General to speak to the Commissioner of Police and to indicate that there shall be no efforts to prosecute anybody and that we will bring legislation, a one-clause bill if necessary, to ratify the decision not to prosecute anybody who does not and has not gotten their registration in time, and that give people until the beginning of November.
Meantime, for a third straight day, there were long lines and irate people at the Barbados Revenue Authority office at the Pine St. Michael.
There's all three deals of me here. I come back again this morning. In the sun, long lines. This is madness. I said, this is a old system we need to change.
Ridiculous. This line is ridiculous. I was in this line yesterday and I left and I went home. I was in this line for about 4 hours yesterday and I didn't get through and I came back this morning hoping to get through.
I just want to go home at this point. This is ridiculous. This should be a crime. Like, it's time to feel like it's line so long in this hot sun. People could pass out. A lot of problems could happen.
The body of a man was discovered in a bushy area at Gregg Farm, St. Andrew. He was identified as Edwin Farnham, also known as Kenny, of White Hill, St. Andrew, and who was known to have a mental history for which he was undergoing treatment. Two houses went up in flames at Gunsight Road, Britain Hill, St. Michael, leaving about 10 people homeless just about 11 o'clock that morning. Residents rescued an elderly man from one of the burning houses just before it was fully engulfed.
After I see the smoke and the fire and everything, me, my father, everybody just ran out of our house and come to see what was going on. We weren't sure if the old man was home because he normally drives. So then we started to bump on the house. When we bump on the house, that's when we realized that he was inside. So we tell the front door, come to the front door. So he came to the front door, and then me, my father, and another gentleman lift him over the gallery and we put him in a chair to sit down. And then after that, we just hear boom, and the hole inside the house then start to burn.
A Texas jury gave former police officer Amber Geiger a 10-year murder sentence for fatally shooting St. Lucian-born Botham Jean in his Dallas apartment. The ex-officer's defense said she mistakenly walked into the wrong apartment and opened fire because she thought Mr. Jean was an intruder. Despite the Transport Authority's insistence that its five-minute loading rule at the Constitution River Terminal would remain, minibus and route taxi operators continued to demand that it be reviewed, some hinting they would be willing to stage a strike to get the matter addressed. Friday, October 4th, a 33-year-old man died after being shot multiple times at Bayville, St. Michael, in the early hours of the previous morning. According to reports, 33-year-old Leandro Coward was shot as many as 12 times while at Jessamy Avenue near his home at Paddock Road, St. Michael. The police identified the body of a man discovered floating in the Carenas just before 9 a.m. that morning as 79-year-old Dudley Brand of no fixed place of abode. Saturday, October 5th, a Christchurch man who had been shot in his head back in August succumbed to his injuries. 25-year-old O'Neill Chase, alias Rabbit, of Block 2D Maxwell View, Silver Hill, passed away early that morning. Tuesday, October 8th, the Antigua media were reporting that the country's Prime Minister Gaston Browne had told his Barbadian counterpart Mia Amor-Motley that Antigua and Barbuda was no longer interested in purchasing Barbados' shares in LIAT. Mr. Browne said that instead, he wanted to invest $40 million in LIAT and that the money would come from a loan by the Venezuela-based Alba Bank. He said this would be followed by a restructuring of LIAT, and that while there would be further discussions, the idea of purchasing Barbados' shares was no longer on the table. And in a subsequent interview with Starcom Network News, Prime Minister Browne confirmed he had taken an offer of $44 million US dollars off the table and that he was no longer open to negotiations, even if the share price was reduced.
You know, the real value of the shares of LIAT is practically nil, zero. I mean, they really don't have any real tangible value. And such a decision clearly would not resolve LIAT's problem. I mean, what LIAT needs, in essence, is a recapitalization and restructuring.
Saturday, October 12th, a 44-year-old man was shot dead about 11:45 that night at Golden Rock, the Pine, St. Michael. Kieron Hodge of number 92 Midway Lane, Pine and St. Michael, was reportedly liming with people when a group of men passed by and shot at them. Mr. Hodge was shot in the chest. On the morning of Sunday, October 13th, 60-year-old grave digger Stephen Cadogan of 3rd Avenue Holders Land, Brandon St. Michael, was found stabbed to death at West Barry Cemetery. Businessman Christopher Gibbs won the nomination to become the Barbados Labour Party's candidate in the St. Michael West constituency, a seat held by the opposition leader Bishop Joseph Affley, who had crossed the floor. Mr. Gibbs defeated Stephen Leslie in a landslide, 360 votes to 50. Monday, October 14th, the opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Affley, made it clear he intended to face the polls whenever the next general election was called, reminding everyone that he was the duly elected representative for St. Michael West.
I have not seen or heard of anything that should indicate to me, and unless the Lord above says to me in clear terms, you should not run in the next election. Joseph Affley, God willing, will be running in the next election. He is still the duly elected representative of St. Michael West, may I remind you.
Tuesday, October 15th, Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick disclosed that Juliet Bynoe-Sutherland, the chair of the board of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, was to become the executive chairman. He introduced a resolution in the House of Assembly to amend the act governing the QEH to facilitate the establishment of that and other posts.
And that the executive chair will report not to the Ministry of Health, but directly to the Minister of Health, so that we cut out some of the bureaucracy so that they can get on with the running of the hospital.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Affley raised some concerns.
One thing I didn't like that was said by the Honourable Minister in his presentation, and it had to do with the reporting relationship, the executive chairman of the board. I think the minister indicated that reports from the executive chair will be given directly to the minister.
Friday, October 18th, it was announced that the Barbados government had struck a deal with its external creditors on restructuring the country's foreign debt. Special advisor to the government, Professor Avinash Prasad, speaking on VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, confirmed agreement had been reached.
Well, it's very important because it means that we are no longer in default. All of those people who are unable to invest in a country in default will be able to invest. It'll be a huge sort of confidence that this major restructuring is over.
It was confirmed that Elegant Hotels, which owned and ran 7 luxury hotels and a restaurant in Barbados, was being bought by international rival Marriott Hotels for £100 million, or about $129 million. Tuesday, October 22nd, Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party retained power in a narrow Canadian election win, but he would become Prime Minister of a minority government.
From coast to coast to coast, tonight, Canadians rejected division and negativity. They rejected cuts and austerity, and they voted in favor of a progressive agenda and strong action on climate change.
Thursday, October 24th, the Barbados Transport Authority revoked 2 public service vehicle permits and suspended more than a dozen others as it made good on a promise to crack down on any perceived indiscipline in the sector. Chairman of the authority, Ian Eswick, confirmed the development and said there were more suspensions to come.
We had several meetings, and we had asked at each meeting that, you know, they asked the drivers to comply with the law and with the requirements of the permit. Obviously, we were getting nowhere with that, so the disciplinary committee met recently, and there are a number of other suspensions to be effected very shortly.
Friday, October 25th, news came that Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, William Billy Griffith, had resigned. According to an internal memo circulated to BTMI staff, Mr. Griffith tendered his resignation effective December 31st, 2019. The memo said he was stepping down to give the organization an opportunity to recruit a new leader and ensure a smooth transition as his contract came to an end. Many bus and route taxi owners expressed deep concern over the announcement by the Transport Authority of the cancellation of 2 public service vehicle permits and suspension of more than a dozen others, with Chairman of the Transport Authority, Ian Eswick, serving notice that more suspensions were coming. Road taxi owner Ian Walker was among a number of owners worried about the development.
It was hurried and rushed and impractical. You cannot revoke, or you should not be revoking a permit because of one infraction by a driver.
Saturday, October 26, 33-year-old Jamar Haynes, alias Red Dog, was pronounced dead at hospital after being shot multiple times at Nelson Street about 9:50 p.m. Tuesday, October 29th, the Barbados Central Bank reported a sluggish economic performance for the country up to that point in the year, but that the government's finances continued to improve and the foreign reserve strengthened. Central Bank Governor Cleveston Haynes was presenting the economic update.
Real economic activity declined by an estimated 0.2% for the nine-month period as ongoing delays in the start of private sector investment projects, together with low levels of public sector capital spending, eroded the gains from the sustained increase in tourism activity. The third quarter performance was subdued as the improvement in tourism and business and other services were insufficient to offset declines in the rest of the economy.
But Mr. Haynes was optimistic about the economic outlook for 2020. And so ended the month of October 2019. Year in review, 2019.